Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. There was a time in the first several decades of the 20th century when a single place and a singular person merged in a lover's imagination. These songs are what it sounded like.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Most of the songs bear specific memories. Here's what the person who's left remembers: a particular person's smile or sitting alone together on a hilltop. But other songs create mood as much as experience, or use experience to create mood. In the city as well as the country, the sense of place persists. The songs conjure up not memory itself, but the experience of memory. These songs tend to be from the 1930s and 40s, when songs were becoming more introspective. Margaret Whiting, Moonlight in Vermont, and Frank Sinatra, Autumn in New York.
A sycamore, moonlight in Vermont, icy finger wave, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they hum down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting, they're so hypnotized by that love.
That brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Margaret Whiting with Kurt Sustorf and John Blackburn's Moonlight in Vermont, and Frank Sinatra with Vernon Duke's Autumn in New York. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. People who moved to New York from the Midwest and South provided a new market for music publishers. The songs were much less about the excitement of the city and more about the nostalgic memories of home. Home and family and beloved were inseparable from a house, a town, even a state. It conjured up a past people had chosen to leave behind, but still missed. They stayed where they were. The city was the future. But in their hearts, they longed to return. Judy Garland sings Irving Berlin's 1914, I Want to Go Back to Michigan.
I was born in Michigan, and I wish and wish again that I was back in the town where I was born. There's a farm in Michigan, and I'd like to fish again in the river that flows beside the fields of waving corn. A lonesome soul am I. Here's the reason why. I want to go back. I want to go back. I want to go back to the farm. Far away from harm, with a milk pail on my arm. I miss the rooster, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city's very pretty. Nevertheless, I want to be there. I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan, down on the farm. I want to be there. I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. Why I wish again that I was in Michigan, down on the farm.
Judy Garland, I Want to Go Back to Michigan. These newcomers were living in an alien place, surrounded by strangers of every possible background and appearance. These were also the years when millions of Eastern and Southern Europeans also descended on New York. These young Americans wanted the promise of city life, but they also carried their past with them. Tin Pan Alley sensed the contradiction and gave voice to the longing for home. David Sabella and Rebecca Spencer settle down in a one-horse town, and Mildred Bailey, There's a Cabin in the Pines.
I'm getting tired of the glare and light. I've had enough of staying out all night. There's nothing in it, honey, on a bright. I'm through, all through. A little cottage in a one-horse town. That's where I'd like to go and settle down. I'd be as proud as if I wore a crown, if I had you. Come, let's
got settled down in some small country town, away from all this care and strife, far, far away from cabarets. We'll stay among the jays and live the quiet, simple life. And from the time the rooster calls, I'll wear my overalls, and you'll wear a simple gingham gown. So if your strong thought shall arise, we could make a paradise out of a one-horse town.
A one-horse town?
Come on, doll.
What, are you crazy? Oh, Algy. I love the city with its buildings tall. I love apartments with a great big hall. The place you speak of would be much too small for me, sweetheart. I'd rather live up on Fifth Avenue. The simple life for me would never do. I really couldn't go away with you. Oh, when do we start? Come, let's settle down in some small country town, away from all this care and strife, far, far away.
Thank you.
Is it any wonder I'm so lonely? Longing for my cabin in the pine.
From Irving Berlin's 1914 score to Watch Your Step, David Sabella and Rebecca Spencer settled down in a one-horse town. And Mildred Bailey with Billy Hill's 1933, There's a Cabin in the Pines. The return usually found expression in a love song. That's hardly surprising. Sure, you wanted to see Mom and the place where you were raised, but mainly you wanted to marry your sweetheart. The emotion, the desire, and the place intermingle. Ian Whitcomb sings When the Bees Make Honey Down in Sunny Alabama.
I just feel like telling the world I'm happy and gay. I just feel like telling you why I'm feeling that way. This is just the time of the year when bees start to buzz. And I've got a bee in my bonnet simply because when the bees make honey down in sunny Alabama, that's when I said I'd be sending a telegram down to a honeysuckle home where my folks live all alone. They're like a pair of honeybees in a honeycomb. I'm gonna make a beeline straight for home. That's what I am. And I've a plan to buzz around with my honey lamb some Sunday afternoon. If I don't get stung, there'll be a honeymoon when the bees make honey down in sunny, oh, you Alabama.
Ian Whitcomb with Walter Donaldson, Sammy Lewis, and Joe Young's 1919, When the Bees Make Honey Down in Sunny Alabama. These songs fade as we move through World War I and then the Roaring Twenties. Nobody wants to go back to Iowa anymore. But songs about returning manage to persist even as late as the 1930s. Not often, but there they are. And the tone and feeling cover the same emotional ground. Melancholy shapes some of them, jubilation shapes others, and always some reference to place to pin them down. Hal Kemp's orchestra with Hoagie Carmichael and Robert DeLeon's 1940 Can't Get Indiana Off My Mind, and Ian Whitcomb with Milt Ager, Joe Meyer, and Grant Clark's 1919, Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia.
Can't get Indiana off my mind, that's the place I love to see. Back in Indiana, I will find all the folks so dear to me. How I'd love to see that lazy river, stop and give her my love. In my dreams, I see a lady knitting for the one she's thinking of. Can't get Indiana off my mind anywhere I chance to roam. The moonlight on the Wabash that I left behind calls me back home.
Sweet as any peach that you could reach for on a tree. Southern beauties, they are famous, Georgia's where they grow. My folks write me, they invite me, don't you want to go? Everything is peaches down in Georgia. What a peach of a climb, for a peach of a time. Paradise is waiting down there for ya. I got a peach of a pa, a peach of a ma. Oh, what a peach of a couple they are. There's a preacher preaches down in Georgia, always ready to say, will you love and obey? I bet you'll pick yourself a peach of a wife, settle down to everything is peaches down in Georgia. I got a peach of a pa, a peach of a ma. A preacher preaches down in Georgia, always ready to say, now listen, honey, baby, will you love and obey? I bet you'll pick yourself a peach of a wife, settle down to a peach of a life, cause everything is peaches down in Georgia.
Hal Kemp's orchestra can't get Indiana off my mind, and Ian Whitcomb, Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia. Many songs set out to express the homesickness the newcomers must have felt. Young men imagined returning to live according to old ways and traditional values, but soon they'd be driving automobiles and listening to crystal sets in the busy American Eden. They would not merely inhabit it, they would build it. Judy Garland and Gene Kelly, For Me and My Gal.
Ding dong, do you hear the bells go ding dong. Do you know? Do you know why they're ringing? Do you know why the birds are singing? Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. And waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home
for two
or three
or four
or five
or maybe more.
Love land for me and my gal.
From 1917, Gene Kelly and Judy Garland with George Meyer, Edgar Leslie, and E. Ray Getz's For Me and My Gal. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. By the mid-20s and beyond, these newcomers to the city were well-established. Maybe they even thought of themselves as New Yorkers. Their jaunts to the country were for visits or vacations, as affluence made travel possible and affordable. The city was replacing the country as the setting for romance, and when somebody who left was returning, it was probably the Grand Central. Gertrude Neeson with When Love Beckoned in 52nd Street, and Ted Weems Orchestra with a vocal by Parker Gibbs, My Cutie's Due at 2 to 2 today.
Stuff. I can't get there fast enough. Take me to that train from way out west. I'm just jumping in my shoes, cause there ain't no time to lose. Got a date, 158, with the girl that I love best. My cutie's due at 222. She's coming through on a big choo-choo. She's been away for months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, I just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue, my nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her, and she loves me, and say, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is
From 1939, Gertrude Neeson with Cole Porter's When Love Beckoned in 52nd Street, and from 1926, Parker Gibbs with Albert Von Tilzer, Leo Robin, and Irving Bilbo's My Cutie's Due at 2-2 Today. Despite the change to songs that returned to the city, most of them still dreamed of a place in an idyllic rural America. A lot of these songs happen to be about a return to Tennessee, perhaps because it's an easy word to rhyme. Among them were The Girl I Love in Sunny Tennessee from 1899, and then Tennessee from 1912. And also these more successful songs by more prominent songwriters. Walter Donaldson's Come to Nashville, Tennessee, and Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar's My Sunny Tennessee.
I want to tell you that you've been real nice to me. Take a look and you can see I'm as happy as can be. I leave tomorrow, just a word before I go. I'm delighted, so delighted. Here's the thanks I want to show. Come on along with me and meet my family. How glad they're gonna be to have your company. Although you're fine, no fancy style, they're gonna greet you with a smile. You'll be itching to get around the kitchen. Oh, if you only knew what mother thinks of you. Another chauvinist song. My friends are waiting too. They're all expecting you, because I wrote them all about you. Now I can't go home without you. Don't be bashful. Come on to Nashville. Come to Nashville, Tennessee. First two. I should tell you about my mother's bill of fare and the good things you can share. You'd be hungry as a bear. There's something pleasing in the southern atmosphere. When you strike it, you will like it. You can stay there for a year. Come on along with me and meet my family. How glad they're gonna be to have my company. Although you'll find no fancy style, they're gonna greet you with a smile. You'll be itching to get around the kitchen. Oh, if you only knew what mother thinks of you. My friends are waiting too. They're all expecting you. Get hot, Dickie, because I wrote them all about you. Now I can't go home without you. Don't be bashful. Come on to Nashville. Come to Nashville, Tennessee.
I want to be in Tennessee, in my Dixie paradise. An angel's voice I hear.
I mean my mammy dear.
I'd give my soul if I could stroll down among those hills again. For all the world would not be dreary then. I'd love to go to sleep and know that tomorrow I'd arrive beneath those southern skies where songbirds harmonize. Lottie, hear my plea, make me what I wanna be. A rolling stone just rolling home to my sunny Tennessee. So long, too long, how long you gonna be gone? Your little Japanese will be waiting underneath the bamboo tree. So don't be too long, how long while you're away? Waiting for the day when you come back to me. I'll sit and sigh beneath the oriental sky each day that I am left alone in Nagasaki. So long, who long, how long you gonna roam? Please don't be too long, who long, so long, hurry back home. Loved a boy, happy little Japanese. Oolong was his name, set her heart aflame. One day he'd say, soon I got to go away. When he leave, Ming Toy grieve. Everybody hear her say, I'll sit and sigh beneath the orient sky each day that I left alone in Nagasaki. So long, oolong, how long you going to roam? Please don't be too long, oolong, so long, hurry back home. Three little words, oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase, to hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my day. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other word can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you.
Ian Whitcomb with the 1918 Come to Nashville, Tennessee, and Fred Astaire and Red Skelton with the 1921 My Sunny Tennessee. Sometimes the link between memory and place is even stronger. When a boy in the city is in love with a girl back home, the girl and the place have a way of merging, as do his memories with his dream of the future. To sing about one is to sing about the other. A young man plans to return to a shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. He praises the girl by praising the flower. They become interwoven and inseparable in his imagination. Ian Whitcomb sings Richard Whiting and Dave Radford's Where the Black-Eyed Susans Grow.
Farmhouse down a pretty little lane where yellow daisies make a pathway to the fields of golden grain. There a little girl is waiting where I found her years ago. Something tells me that I'm welcome where the black-eyed Susans grow. I'm going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. I love them so, they're all around on the ground where I found. So long ago, the honeybees all know I'm coming. I seem to hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan. You better be getting busy buzzing around to stroll again down the lane to the plain old rustic seat. 'Twill be a treat. And then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet. She's mighty sweet. And when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside, maybe I'll introduce you to my corn-fed bride. When I come back from the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. Take it, Bobby!
I'll take one.
Daddy's just a plain old farmer, mother's just a farmer too. They surely raise some pretty daisy when they raise my little Sue. You may have your pretty roses, violets and pansies too. You can keep your snow-white lilies, I will leave them all to you. I'm going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. I love them so, they're all around on the ground where I found the one I know so long ago. The honeybees are the one coming, I seem to hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan, you better be getting busy buzzing around. To stroll again down the lane to the plain old rustic seat will be a treat. And then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet. She's mighty sweet. And when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside, maybe I'll introduce you to my confed bride when I come back from the shack where the black-eyed Susans roll.
Ian Whitcomb with the 1916 Where the Black-Eyed Susans Grow. As songwriters developed the knack of merging setting with beloved, place and person became inseparable in the imagination for as long as the lovers are apart. One of the songs that performs such tricks of association and transformation is Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn's Carolina in the Morning. It's also one of several songs in which the name of a state doubles as the name of a girl. The young man returns, and the lyric creates the feel of a new beginning. Bing Crosby with the 1922 Carolina in the Morning.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around my door, whispering pretty little stories I love to hear once more. When I'm strolling with my girlie, where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. Now if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make me a wish, here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. With my girlie, where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Those butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup. And darling, if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make me a wish, here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be finer. Ooh, nothing is diviner. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Bing Crosby, Carolina in the Morning. If life was a whirl in the 20s, then it was weighed down and motionless in the 30s. Yet even during the Great Depression, some love songs managed to make the link between person and place immediate. Hoagie Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell's Georgia on My Mind is reflective and melancholy because it offers no promise of imminent return. In the final line, the place and the girl become one yet again, joined by the melody of a remembered sentimental ballad. This is Mildred Bailey. Mildred Bailey with the 1930 Georgia on My Mind. The nostalgic songs of the Great American Songbook often go as far as an emotional merging of person and place, that bring a loved one close to someone who's far away. Andrew Croucher is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
The man I used to be, Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.